This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient, patient's name is John, first name is John, J-O-H-N, John. Last name is Chavez, C-H-A-V-E-Z, John Chavez, date of birth 10-29-1959. This letter is being written to Dr. Joseph Barbara, J-O-S-E-P-H, last name Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Address 7880 Wren Avenue, W-R-E-N, Wren Avenue, Suite C-133, Gilroy, California, 95020, telephone number 408-842-0278, fax number 408-842-8907. Dear Dr. Joseph Barbara, J-O-S-E-P-H, last name Barbara, B-A-R-A-B-R-A, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. This is a brief note on our mutual patient, John Chavez, 62-year-old gentleman with allergies, period. I saw him on January 5th, 2022, with persisting congestion, itchy eyes and nose, with sneezing. Period. No history. No hives or any asthma or wheezing. Period. He seems to be having some problem with some fruits and vegetable, like peach and some other common vegetables and fruits, which result in itchy mouth and occasional swelling of the tongue. Period. There is no history of any throat tightness, coughing, wheezing, or anything to suggest anaphylaxis. Period. He has some sleeping problem, and was given sleep study. And was given CPAP machine, but he is obviously not, he's really not using it, period. There is a significant exposure, there's significant exposure to cats and dogs, period. His allergy medications are as follows. Number one, Allegra. Number one, Allegra. Number two, possibly Atarax, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant, some obese gentleman who had moderate nasal congestion with enlargement of turbinates, period. Chest examination was benign, period. His septum appears to be deviated, but I could not get a good look in the posterior part of the nasal cavity, period. I discussed with him and the person who accompanied him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Clinically, I believe he has chronic rhinitis with allergies, which perhaps might be getting worse. Period. He may have a deviated nasal septum, although I would not be sure about it. Period. As you know, he has ENT appointment with ENT doctor on 1/12/2022, and hopefully we'll get some other answers. Period. Brief allergy testing, new paragraph, brief allergy testing revealed significant reaction to grasses and small reaction to various trees, period. No positive reactions were identified to cat, dog, dust mites, and molds, period. He had very brief reactions to some fruits and vegetables, and I believe they represent cross-sensitization rather than true allergies, period. overall, my final diagnosis, number one, chronic allergic rhinitis, mostly seasonal. Number two, mild oral allergy syndrome with certain fruits and vegetable. Number three, possible deviated nasal septum. Number four, possible sleep apnea. My treatment plan, number one, avoid any obvious any fruits and vegetables that result in significant symptoms. Number two, Allegra 180 milligram daily. Number three, nasal rinses up to twice daily. Number four, Flonase up two puffs once daily. Number five, ENT consult and possibly a neurological consult for sleep study period. I told him to give me a call anytime with any allergy-related questions, period. He should certainly, I have asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient John Chavez.